Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 30, The Laws of Midos, Character Trait. From the beginning of the book up until now, we've covered the order of a Jew from the moment they wake up until after they've concluded prayer and Torah study. And now the Shulchan Aruch will go through the other behaviors of a day. And before it gets into specific activities, it talks about general personality. And by way of introduction, it says that when it comes to our character, our personality, there's usually a spectrum. You have people that will be super gentle, and then those on the other extreme that are very tough. You will have people that get very angry quickly. Those that are very tranquil and always calm. Those that are happy-go-lucky and always kind of joking around and jolly. And those that are quite intense and always serious, those that are arrogant and those that are humble, so on and so forth. And the Shulchan Aruch says that in most areas of life, we are to strive for Derech Yishara, the middle, the balanced path, not turning the steering wheel too far one way or the other. He gives the example. We live in a physical world, in our bodies, we need to take care of them and eat properly. But it shouldn't be to an obsession that food becomes the priority in our life. We should be responsible in our business dealings, but not go to the point where we're crazy about it and do not have time for anything else. We should be willing to spend money both on ourselves and certainly for others. And not to be a miser, but at the same time, not to be too much of somebody that just spends all the time, so on and so forth. But he gives a few exceptions. There are a few times where we don't strive for the middle. Rather, we are to take an extreme. The first is when it comes to the trait of gaiva, which is arrogance or boastfulness. This is something that we need to stay far, far away from. Our sages tell us, me'oid, me'oid, beheshval ruach bifnei kol adam, be exceedingly humble in front of every single person. Now, the words the Shulchan Aruch uses are surprising. It says, consider all other people to be greater than yourself, and therefore you're acting in this humble manner. And at first glance, these words can be hard to understand. How can we truly feel that with every single person that we meet, really? So there are those that have explained what it means is don't come across as holier than thou. Don't come across as acting in an arrogant way. Your behavior, your relationship to that other person should be in such a way where you will not come across as being superior in any way. But while that interpretation might work for some, that would not be a Hasidic interpretation of the words. Because it doesn't say you should appear this way. It actually says you should consider yourself lower. How is it possible to say that? And so here is where the interpretations of Hasidus give a most marvelous interpretation. And it says that humility does not mean being in denial about who you are. Doesn't mean having to hide your gifts. But what it does mean is recognize that so many of your talents and your strengths and your abilities and your opportunities have come from Hashem. So yes, Baruch Hashem, thank God, due to your education or your parents or your IQ or your Jewish knowledge, you are in a situation that makes it easier to do what is right. But one can never truly judge someone else because you do not know what their Yetzirah, their evil inclination looks like, or any other challenges they may have had to go through. And therefore, when we look at everyone, we can on one hand have a very healthy self-esteem of who we are, and yet at the same time, never look down at someone else, not only come across that way, but also internally to never look down at someone else. We really don't know how we would be if we were in that same situation. And that is why this trait of humility is found in all of our greatest men and women. It was not in any way a meekness or an inability to act decisively. Rather, it was the sense of all of my gifts and talents are not because of me. I'm so blessed to have what I have from Hashem. Rabbi Sheistal puts it great when he says, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, anger is that other trait that we need to stay far, far away from. And let me be clear, we are not discussing being frustrated at a situation and wanting to improve the situation and acting strongly with that emotion. Anger here is, how dare that person do that? How dare this is happening to me? That feeling of ka'as, or anger in English, is a trait that we are to stay as far away from as possible. It says, even during those times we might feel it is necessary to look angry, we should look angry, but internally never lose it. A Jew doesn't lose it. The Talmud says that Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, do not become angry and you will not sin. The Talmud goes even further and compares the trait of anger to serving idolatry. Now, when the Talmud makes such comparisons, it's not trying to be dramatic. It is saying there is a spiritual relationship between someone who is angry and mad and one who worships idols. There are a number of ways of understanding what this means. One explanation is that anger and rage of how dare this happen to me denies the principle of divine providence, denies the fact that there is a creator, a director of the world that is ordaining everything that happens. That even if right now we don't understand what is transpiring, do not think that is all that's there. That would be idolatry. There is a God, there is a reason, there is a oneness behind what seems to be the madness unfolding in front of you. Getting angry means that you do not have this faith that Hashem is there with you right now, that this person that you're angry at is just a messenger. Now, let me be clear. Obviously, he or she has freedom of choice. They are held accountable, but you getting angry at them is not the solution. In fact, the Rebbe would often suggest that when people are feeling these huge amounts of rage, they should think about the fact that they are standing in front of Hashem at this very moment. Because it is easier to hang on to self-control when we know that someone is watching. The Rebbe would also often suggest people just wait a few moments. Don't react right away. So many times, once we've had a chance to think through things in our minds more objectively, we will realize that there is no to be angry right now. Tomorrow we will continue with part 2 of Character Traits. It's a tower, it's a tower.